Good morning, everyone. Good morning, and a warm welcome to all of you here at Evangel Church. Would you stand with us? We're going to prepare ourselves to worship the Lord. And the scripture says in the Psalms that praise the Lord, O my soul, who and forget not all of his benefits. You remember what some of those benefits are? He forgives all your sin. He heals all your diseases, and he crowns us with love and compassion. So let's lift up our voices to him. We're lifting up one voice as one people to one God this morning. He's coming on the clouds. Kings and kingdoms will bow down. In every chain will break as broken hearts declare his praise. Who can stop the Lord? He's coming. He's coming on the clouds. Kings and kingdoms will bow down. And every chain will break as broken hearts declare his praise. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is a lion, the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. And every knee will bow before him. Our God is a lamb, the lamb that was slain. For the sins of the world, his blood breaks the chains. And every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. And every knee will bow before him. Hey. So open up. So open up the gates. Make way before the King of Kings. And our God who comes to save is he to keep the captives free. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is a lion, the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. And every knee will bow before him. Our God is the Lamb that slain for the sins of the world, his blood breaks your chains. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before him. Yeah. Who can stop? Who can stop the Lord? Who can stop the Lord? Who can stop the Lord? Oh, who can stop the Lord? Every voice, sing it out. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Yeah. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Yeah. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Can stop the Lord. Our God is a lion, the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. And every knee will bow. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks chains. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee, our God is a lion. Our God is a lion, the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain. For the sins of the world, his blood breaks the chains, and every knee will bow before the Lord. every knee will bow. Who can stop? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord? All together, one more time. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Yeah. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Yeah. Who can stop the Lord? Just your voice, our God.
Our God is the Lion of Judah.
He's roaring with power in fighting our battles. Every knee will bow
before Him.
Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood
breaks the chains.
And every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. And every knee will bow before Him. Come on, put your hands together. Hey, yeah. Yeah. Strength will rise. Come on.
Strength will rise as we wait upon, we wait.
Come on, sing it out.
Oh, strength will rise as we wait.
Oh, strength will rise. Strength will rise. Come on,
our God, you reign forever, our home, our strong deliverer.
Say,
you are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you on glory rear. You're the defender of, you comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles.
Hope will rise, come on.
And hope will rise as we wait.
We will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon
you. Hope will rise
as we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord.
Sing, faith will rise. Faith will rise as we
wait upon the Lord, we will wait.
It's rising, it's rising, it's rising, yeah. Faith will rise as we
wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait.
Our God, you reign forever. Our hope,
hey,
our strong deliverer.
Yeah,
you are the everlasting God, the everlasting.
Lift us up, wings like.
God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer, our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer, you are the everlasting.
You are the everlasting God.
The everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. Yeah, you're the defender of the weak. Yeah, you comfort those in need. You lift us up. Wings like you are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. Oh, you're the defender of the weak, you comfort those. Lift us on wings like eagles. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. Our God. You reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. Just one voice. You are
the everlasting God.
The everlasting God.
You do not faint, you
grow weary. You're the defender
of
yeah.
You comfort
those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. My healer said, one more time. You are the everlasting. You are
the everlasting God. The everlasting God.
You do not faint. You
won't grow weary.
You're the defender
of the weak.
You comfort those in. You lift us up on wings like eagles. We praise you. We praise you. Because we love you. God is so good.
Amen. He is the everlasting God. Can I just read a prayer to you that I was reflecting on this week? And I, just before you're seated, I'll let you sit in a minute. And you'll get to sit for a long time later. So just give me a second. It says, God in our bewilderment and grief, God in our wordless prayers and our persistent fears, God in our exhaustion and anger, it's good to know that you're here too. God of our curiosity and wonder, God in our joy and our comfort, God in our patience and our kindness, God in our rising up and renewal, it's just good to know you're here. I'll bring everything I am to you. None of it is a surprise, I know. I don't need to pretend to be less angry or disappointed, scared, sad, joyful, hopeful, awake, or alive. Emmanuel, God with us. It's your very with us-ness that gives us permission to pray as fully human, fully beloved, and fully known. You're here and always, then, now, forever. It's just good to remember this again. Amen. Won't you greet one another before you're seated this morning? Well, thank you. You may be seated. I want to take this opportunity to welcome you today on this beautiful long weekend of August. Glad that you're here. I want to welcome you. I want to welcome those of you who are joining us on the live stream today. And we're just glad that you're a part of us. And maybe today is the first time that you've ever been here, or maybe you haven't been here in a really long time, but we just want to say welcome to you, and just want to say that we just are glad you're here, and we want to come alongside you and walk with you and encourage you and help you if there's anything that we can do to serve you in that way. And we ask that if you could just fill out the connection card that you'll find in the chair in front of you, and you can bring that to the information desk in the foyer at the end of the service. Hand it in there. You can indicate on the card if you need a pastor to follow up with you, and there's a small gift there for you, and that's just the way that we are able to connect with you. Today, after the service, there's free ice cream. For those of you who are visiting, we do that every single week. Okay, we don't. We don't do it every single week, but we are doing it today, so it's a good day. So you're welcome after the service, just in the foyer over to the side here, just go by, and there's a variety of different ice cream there. You can help yourself, you can hang around and visit for a while, and if you want to visit outside on this beautiful day, you're welcome to do that as well. Before we ask the ushers to come, I just want to acknowledge, you know, sometimes my role up here is challenging you and encouraging you to, you know, to kind of dig deeper and just to kind of keep building things, and then some days we just have to celebrate that that's happening. And today, you know, today as we do our offering summary for the month of July, one of our best months this year, it was an excellent offering, and so thank you for your faithful giving and commitment, and it's just exciting to see things kind of, you know, moving forward and good things happening. So thank you for that. And now we're into August and we have to do it all over again, you know, it's just the way it goes. But thank you for your commitment and generosity. And today, if in a moment, we're going to receive your morning tithes and offerings. But if you would like to give electronically, which is what many people here do, you can send your e-transfer to giving@epcoakville.com. And that's another great way. If you have kids and they are newborn up to age 3, there is a nursery that's available all through the service. And you can just go through these doors and down the stairs, and at the bottom of the stairs, the nursery is there, and you can hand your child off, and they'll be cared for there, and you can take them there anytime. In a moment, we're going to ask kids, but I was forgetting Pastor Scott's youth announcement, so I'm not going to do that. I'm going to remember that right now, that this Thursday, there is youth group, and if you're here and you're in that junior high school age group, and you have any questions, you can see Pastor Scott. He's back here on the base, and you can talk to him after the service today. Kids, if you are age 4 up to grade 5, you can come around the side out through this door and wait with your volunteers there, and they'll head downstairs, and parents, you can pick them up downstairs when the service is done. Ushers, would you receive the morning tithes and offerings? John, I'm going to hand it back to you and the team. God bless you as you continue to worship this morning.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thy all in all. I hear, and I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thy all in all. Jesus paid, and Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe. And sin had left a crimson stain. He washed washed in white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power in thine alone can change and change the leper's spots and melt this heart. Let's all stand together. Jesus paid, and Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe. In sin had lived a crimson stain, he washed him away. Jesus paid, we sing. Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe. In sin had lived a crimson stain, he washed him white as snow. And when before the throne, and I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save. Thank you, Lord. My lips shall steer it. And when before the throne, I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat, Jesus. Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed him white. Jesus paid, Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe. And sin had left a crimson stain, he washed him white as snow. Thank you, Lord. Praise the one who paid my debt and raised his life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised his life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised his life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one. Pay my debt and raise his life. Let's sing that again. Oh, praise. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised his life. Come on, lift it up. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised his life. One more time. Oh, praise. And oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised. Raises life up from the dead. Jesus, and Jesus paid, and all to him I owe. And sin had left a crimson stain, and he washed him white as snow. Oh, sing, Jesus paid. Had left a crimson stain, he washed him white as snow. Thank you, Lord. And oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised his life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one.
Paid my debt and raised.
your praise. Who paid my
debt and raised this life up from the dead.
Your praise.
The one who paid my debt
and raised
this life up from the dead.
You became my ransom. Thank you, Lord, for the price. Thank you that you laid down your life. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the cross. Is a flow that makes me white as snow. No fount I know, it is nothing but the blood of Jesus. One voice was singing, oh precious. White as snow, no other fount I know, is nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can wash away my sin? It is nothing but the blood of Jesus. Come on, what can make me whole again? And what can make me whole again? It is nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wear and what can wash away my sin? It is nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole and what can make me whole? Oh, precious is the flow. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount. There is nothing, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow. And oh, is the flow that makes me
white as snow.
You
know other fount I know.
There is nothing
but the blood of
Jesus. Nothing, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you that you laid your life down. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails. And all my days, and I've been held in your hands. The moment that I wake up, till I lay in my head, and I will sing of the goodness of God. Come on, you know this one. Sing it out. And all my life, you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice.
I love your voice. For you have led me through the fire. In the darkest night, you are close. I've known you as a father, yeah. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God, yeah. Oh, all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so good. Every breath that I admit, I will sing of the goodness of God. Come on, all my life, huh? And all my life you have been faithful. Hey. And all my life you have been so good. With every breath that in me, oh Lord, I will say of the goodness of God. Cause your goodness is running out to me. Yeah. Your goodness is running out to me. With my life laid down, surrender now, I give you your voice saying, your goodness is running out, is running out
after me.
Your goodness is running out, is running out to me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running out to me. All my life
you have been so good.
With every breath that I am in, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life, and all my life you have been so. All my life if you have been so
good.
With every breath that I am
able,
I will sing the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. You never change. You're immovable, unshakable, unchangeable. That is who you are. That is who you are. Keep running after me. You run after us. You keep running after us. You are so faithful, faithful, so faithful. So faithful, so faithful, so faithful. You are faithful, so faithful, so faithful to me. Come on, let's sing it together. You are faithful, so faithful, so faithful.
You are faithful, so faithful, so faithful. You are faithful, so faithful, so faithful to me. You are loving. You are loving, so loving, so loving. You are loving, so loving, so loving. You are loving, so loving, so loving to me. Lord, I love you, I love you, I love you. Lord, I love you, so I love you. Lord, I love you, I love you, I love you. Sing a song of melody to the King. Lord, I love you, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you, I love you, I love you. Lord, I love you, I love you, I love you. God, I look to you, I won't be over. Give me vision to see things like you do. Lord, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom. You know just what to do, yeah. God, I look to you, and I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you, you're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom, you know just what to do. I will love, and I will love you, Lord, my strength. I will love you, Lord, my strength. I will love you, Lord, my rock. Forever all my days, I will love you, God. I'm gonna love you. I will love you, Lord, my high shield. I will love you, Lord, my rock. Forever all my days, I will love you. Come on, every voice. God, I look. God, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see
things like you do.
God, I look to you. You're
where my help comes from.
Give me wisdom. Not just what to do. I will love. I will
love you, Lord, my strength. I
voice of the King. I will love you, Lord, my strength. I will love you, Lord, my shield. I will love you, Lord, my rock. Forever all my days, I will love. Hallelujah, God reigns. Hallelujah.
Claim that over your life.
Hallelujah, our God.
Come on, over your family. And
hallelujah, our God.
Forever.
Hallelujah.
Come on, sing hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Scripture reading this morning is found in Psalm chapter 32, verses 1 through 5. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sins the Lord does not count against them, and whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. And I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the guilt of my sin. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you, Jono. Thank you, worship team. What a beautiful sense of God's presence. I will selfishly say I needed that today. I don't think worship's all about that, but I'm just saying. When I was a young boy, a family from the United States moved into the house across the street from us. And it was a big deal, since our little town of less than 5,000 people rarely drew people from other countries. And this family was not only from the USA, but they were missionaries from the USA who came to Canada to save us. Maybe we should return the favor. Oh, sorry, let's not go there. But they had come to establish their ministry in our little town. And I'm not sure what drew them to our little town, or our street, for that matter. Perhaps the reputation of my brothers had reached the state of Maine, and they came to save the Potter Boys. I don't know. Looking back, it was likely because there was a handful of families in my town that were a part of their ministry, that came alongside and lived in our town, and they likely came to work with this little nucleus of people. They were really good at attracting kids. They were doing stuff kids ministry-wise that we had never seen before. They were doing after-school midweek Bible club, and they were doing summer VBS. And man, summer VBS, there were like exotic crafts that were made from like plaster of Paris with molds and special woodworking. And it was exotic crafts compared to, you know, crayons and photocopies. And at that time, our church never really did anything like that for kids. You went to church as a kid and you just hoped to still be alive later that afternoon because you didn't squirm too much at church that day. It was different. And we didn't have anything like that. But then they also met on Sunday nights. They would take turns meeting in the home of, you know, one of the families that were a part of their ministry. And so I regularly attended, you know, the after-school Bible club, and I wouldn't miss VBS for anything in the world, but I would only occasionally go on Sunday night services because they were boring, right? They just sang and worshiped and had sermons, you know, like we're doing, right? And so it was, I found it as a kid, I found it boring in comparison. But on one particular Sunday night, one Sunday evening, I was attending a house service and I needed to go to the bathroom. And it was located upstairs, and as I made my way up the stairs and down the hallway, I spotted this large glass dish sitting on a hall table. And it was completely filled with coins. Like, completely filled with coins. I thought, there's $1 million in there for sure. I mean, I had never seen so many coins in one place in my whole life. I mean, our house certainly didn't have a dish with money in it. These people were clearly rich. They were rich. And I stopped, and I stared at the dish. And I convinced myself that it would be okay to help myself to just a couple of coins. You're laughing at my sin. They would never notice the missing. I mean, there was so many coins in there. They obviously had lots of money, and I didn't have any. And so I reached into the dish, and I pulled out a nickel and a dime, 15 cents. And I quickly put the two coins in my pocket and used them next day at recess at school. That act was very out of character for me. And I wasn't prepared for the overwhelming sense of shame and guilt that taking that 15 cents would cost me. I wasn't prepared for that. I mean, my brothers, they would have emptied the dish. In fact, they would have taken the dish. They would have taken the dish. But not me. I was the good one. I was the good boy who, according to my mother, never did anything wrong. But that day, I was a thief. I was a thief. And I never did confess until now. until now. But I can honestly say that that experience has never left me. I can honestly tell you that. I want you to know that in fact, Jen, I was telling Jen the story like only a couple weeks ago. Every once in a while, it comes back in my head, and I feel so guilty, and so I wish I knew. I mean, they're probably dead with Jesus now, and everything's been revealed, and they know where the 15 cents went. I don't know. But if I could go back in time, I just wish I could, because I still think of that to this day, all these years later. Every once in a while, it pops in my head, and I feel guilty about that one time in my life that I did a sinful thing. There is a shame and a burden that comes with wrongdoing, that comes with sin, that eats away at us. But there is a joy and there is a freedom that comes when we confess our wrongdoing and our sins and we experience the forgiveness of God. And so today we're continuing our summer sermon series entitled Summer in the Psalms. Each week we're considering a central theme of a psalm, and today, Psalm 32. Psalm 32 is a psalm of David. And once again, it's a maskil. And we said, I don't know if it was last time or the time before, it's a teaching psalm. That's what it means. It teaches a valuable lesson. It has a point to it. It's a wisdom psalm that provides valuable insight. David understood the impact that secret sin can have on a person. But he also knew the freedom and the joy of confessing sin and experiencing God's forgiveness. And so as we consider this psalm today, we're going to be reminded that God's forgiveness lifts our guilt and our shame and gives us freedom and joy. So let's just quickly walk through. And when I say quickly, I actually do mean it. I am as inspired to get to the point of ice cream as you are. So we will move through this, not belaboring it. Guilt. Psalm 32 is one of seven psalms of penitence. Most biblical scholars agree that this psalm reflects the lesson that David learned about God's forgiveness after committing the sin of adultery with Bathsheba and then the subsequent sin of murder by having her husband placed on the front line of battle to be killed in order to cover up his sin. Now you'll notice in these five verses that David uses three different words to communicate the significance of his wrongdoing. He uses the word transgressions. Transgressions means rebellion, disloyalty. He has been disloyal to God. He has been disloyal to others. He has rebelled against what he knows is right. So transgressions. Then he uses the word sins. The word sin means missing the mark of what God expects, what God asks of us. And so often intentionally, sin is often intentional. It's not a mistake. Sometimes people say, oh, I made a mistake. No, you made a wrong choice. Intentionally doing something that one knows is not right. Sin. And the third word that he uses is deceit. It means to hide, to cover up, to pretend that something is different than it really is. What's interesting is that it took these three words to express the full impact of his wrongdoing and that the wrongdoing and the sin has had. Any one of these words, if he had used it, would not have been enough to capture the full reality of his wrongdoing. He was disloyal to God. He was disloyal to his people. He was disloyal to Bathsheba and her husband. As the king, he had power over her. He had power over him. He saw her. He pursued her. And when he summoned for her, she would not have had a choice but to do what the king asked of her. He knew that acting on his lust was wrong, but he pursued her anyway. He knew she was married. He knew who her husband was. And he intentionally did something he knew was wrong to do. And when the news came to him that she was pregnant, rather than owning up to his sin and putting it out there, he went into protection mode and devised a plan of cover-up, even if it meant the death of an innocent man. And so in verses 3 and 4 of this psalm, we get a window into the deep sorrow, into the shame, into the guilt of that David experienced following this, especially the impact that you know, was keeping his sin a secret had on him because, well, unconfessed sin is a festering sore. And so he said, when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. Bones wasting away is an expression that's used to communicate hopelessness and meaninglessness. All day long, the reality of the secret was weighing on him, and it caused him to groan and to cry out in distress, and life lacked meaning, and life felt hopeless. So while I waited in silence, your hand was heavy on me. Sin brings a weight, a burden, a heaviness of shame and guilt. And for David, the weight of the shame and guilt constant, day and night, relentless. And then he said, my strength was sapped. He lacked energy. He lacked strength. And he uses the metaphor of the heat, the hottest of summer, where the heat saps your energy and your strength, and you're left drained and you're left empty. And he said, that's how I feel. Now I want you to notice that after verse 4, after he talks about how devastating his secret sin has been upon him, he says, Selah. A word, a term, which means when you're doing music like this, you pause and you reflect. You let the reality of what you're saying really sink in. And as he's writing this psalm, because he's writing it from the perspective of something that had happened before, and now he's communicating it so those who read it can learn the valuable lessons that he has, David has recognized the importance of not skimming over the impact that his sin has had on him and had on others. And so right here in the middle of this, he goes, this is what I went through because of what I did, but let's just pause for a moment and let the reality of that awfulness sink in. Let's not forget it. Second, confession. The first half of verse 5 provides us with David's response to his sin. His first response was hiding his sin and attempting to protect himself. And for a while, he successfully kept his sin a secret. And it had a painful and costly impact on his life, which we just heard about, and the lives of others. But he reaches a point where he can no longer keep his sin a secret. He can no longer bear the guilt and shame of covering it up. His sin has been exposed by Nathan the prophet, who has come to him and has confronted him on his sin, and he needs to take action, and so he does. And according to this psalm in the first 5 verses, David did 2 things. He says, I acknowledged my sin. I acknowledge my sin. Acknowledge means to make it known, to admit that you have sinned, to take responsibility for your behavior. And part of acknowledging his sin was not covering it up. He pulled back the covers. He stopped hiding. He stopped pretending. He stopped the secrets, and he put it out there before God. Ironically, God already knew. But this is something he needed to do. He said, I acknowledged my sin. And he said, I will confess my transgressions. The word confess means to throw down or cast down. Not only is he admitting and taking responsibility for the wrong he's done, he's casting off the burden of it. Confessing his sin is freeing him of the burden that was destroying him. And he's giving the burden of his sin to the Lord. Guilt followed by confession, resulting in, thirdly, forgiveness. In verses 1 and 2 and the second part of verse 5, we see a celebration of the forgiveness that David has experienced from God. He says, blessed, happy is the one whose transgressions are forgiven. Forgiven means to be carried off, to take away, to be removed. God has responded to David's confession of sin by removing his sin from him, removing the shame, removing the guilt that's associated with his sin. And he says, my sins are covered. Covered means to clothe and conceal, to spread over. What I find really interesting here is two times in this psalm this is used. It's interesting that when David was living in sin, he was attempting to conceal his sin, to cover it up. And that resulted in an unbearable burden of shame and guilt. But when he pulled back the covers, when he gave it to God, when he admitted what was truthfully going on in his life, God not only removed his guilt and his shame, but God covered his guilt and his shame and says, I'm not going to hold that against you. I'm going to choose not to remember that. He says, my sins do not count against me. More evidence that math is central to Scripture. It's a whole book called Numbers, but my sins not counting against me is an accounting term. It's a bookkeeping language. That God keeps no records of wrong. There is no question that sin carries consequences. There is no question that that accountability for our behavior is central to our process of sinning and seeking and gaining God's forgiveness. But God's attitude towards him when he sincerely brought his sin before God was freedom and deliverance. And it's for a second time in these five verses, David inserts Selah again. He inserts it again. He paused to allow the full impact of his sin to resonate, and now he pauses to reflect on the indescribable, incomprehensible love and grace of God's forgiveness. He sits in that. This Psalm of David teaches us many important truths about sin and its impact on us and its impact on others. One of the central themes of this psalm is the importance of acknowledging sin and inviting God into the sinfulness of our lives. Even though we may be followers of Jesus, we've sinned in the past. We're sinning on a daily basis. And we will continue to sin in the future. And the nature and the impact of our sin will vary. But the need to acknowledge our sin and the need to confess our sin remains critical to our walk with Jesus. Folks, in my life and in my ministry, I have seen the impact that sin can have, sadly, on a family. I have seen the impact that sin can have on a church community. I've seen the impact that sin can have on the local community because of the sins of the church community or leadership within the church community. Because the truth is, and you've heard me say many times, no one sins alone. Others are always affected by our sin. In my life and ministry, I have seen the hypocrisy of churches turning a blind eye to the sins of those in leadership, various roles of leadership, turning a blind eye to the sins of those in leadership or those who are influential individuals within a congregation, while at the same time standing at the front and attacking the so-called lifestyles of those outside the church. Rather than cleaning up our own yard before we start arriving in somebody else's. Because it's always easier to point to others than it is to take responsibility for our own sin, isn't it? And is there any wonder why many who grew up in the church reject the church because they claim it's filled with hypocrites? I'm going to let that sit there. Folks, in my life and ministry, I've seen the life-sapping impact that secret sin can have on those who have failed but who have chosen to selfishly go into protecting themselves rather than acknowledging and owning and confessing their sin, causing more damage. But in my life in ministry, I have also had the privilege of seeing moments when sin is acknowledged, when sin is confessed, and the incredible love and mercy of God flows into and sweeps over the life of an individual. And seeing them almost literally change before your eyes as their burdens are lifted and their shame and their guilt is taken and they're given another chance. Those are the good days in ministry. I wish there was more of those days. Folks, there is no greater joy. There is no greater happiness. There is no greater freedom than when one's guilt and shame are lifted and our sins are forgiven by God. And we're free. And Psalm 32 is a testimony of that. It's a reminder of that. That David, in penning these words, wanted to make sure that those who come after him would know what he had experienced, what he had done, and how much better life had become when he did the right thing. I'm going to invite our worship team back. Perhaps you're here today in this room, or maybe you're watching on the live stream today from wherever you are, and you can relate to David's painful struggle with hidden sin. The constant weight and shame that eats away at you and impacts you emotionally and physically and spiritually. And I want to remind you today that you can pull back the covers. Today you can take responsibility. Today you can sincerely confess your wrong and seek the grace and mercy of a loving God. Today you can accept the consequences and face the accountability, but walk away different. Forgiven. Perhaps today you can relate to the destruction that an individual's sin has, not only on themselves, but also on those around them. Maybe you're experiencing the fallout of what somebody else has done. Perhaps you're here today and you continue to punish yourself for your choices that you made and the actions that you took instead of giving your sin completely over to God and being free. Perhaps today, like David, you can say, Pastor, I know the happiness. I know the joy that God's love and God's forgiveness can bring. I know what it's like in that moment where he takes the shame and he takes the guilt. And today your life is a testimony that your God is a God of second and third and multiple chances. Because God's forgiveness lifts our guilt and our shame and gives us freedom. Joy. The Bible says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful, he is just, he will forgive our sins, and he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm going to invite you to stand with me in a few moments, not yet. No, stand now, sorry. That's the beginning of a new sentence. Sorry. You're awesome. Thanks. Felix, Cecilia, and Hannah are here today, and they shared here at our church, which was their first weekend out, and they've been going every week since through the week and on Sundays all over, and this week they head back to South Africa. So they've concluded their time here in Canada by being with us again this morning. And in a few moments, not yet, I'm going to invite them to come so we can pray over them. And also, we want to pray today for, we've been praying for Elfrida Bittner, and she's been having issues with her back and so on. And then just this week, she was diagnosed with multiple myeloma. And she asked me to share that with her church family because she loves her church family and she wants you to pray for her. And so we're going to pray for her at the end of the service. But as the worship team leads us just for a few moments this morning, would you just allow the Holy Spirit to open your soul, the depth of your being, and give you the faith and the courage to give to God whatever may be holding you back this morning. Whatever may be causing you to feel like David felt, like there is hopelessness and meaninglessness and shame and guilt. You want to leave today different than you walked in. You don't want it to be like that anymore. In these next few moments, you allow the Holy Spirit, whose expertise is searching us and changing us and revealing to us, helping us do that work in our lives. Jonna, would you lead us?
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Sing that again. Amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that tore my heart. 'Twas grace that tore my heart to feel. And grace my fear. Really, how precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, my chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures, and He will my shield and portion be. As long as life endures, my chains are gone, my chains are gone, I've been saved. God, my Savior has ransomed me, like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing. My chains are gone, my chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. Like a flood, His mercy reigns, an ending love, amazing grace.
I'm going to pray for all of us in a few moments, but I'm going to invite Felix and Cecilia and Hannah if they would come. Hannah's probably out with the kids, right?
Yeah.
All right. Would you come as a congregation and stand with them this morning as we pray? We love you guys, and we're honored to be a part of all that God is doing through your life and your ministry. Father, this morning we gather in this place to lift up our praise to you, to allow ourselves to be seen clearly and openly before you, to allow you access to the deepest, darkest places within us, and to allow your grace and your mercy to flow into our lives. I pray for those who may be in this room today who are struggling. Lord, who want to be free. They want to be able to sing that my chains are gone. And I pray that today that you would set them free. Lift their shame and their guilt, and allow them to walk in your grace and in your mercy and in your love. Father, we lift up Elfrida before you today, and we pray for your healing on her body. We pray for your peace and your comfort in her heart, as there are a lot of questions and a lot of unknowns and a lot of details in the days to come. But God, right now we pray your presence with her would sustain her and strengthen her and encourage her, and that you would touch her body in Jesus' name. And Father, today we thank you for Felix and Cecilia. We thank you for your call upon their lives. Thank you for their heart for those who need you in every aspect and in every way. Father, I pray for them and for Hannah as they return back now to serve and to continue to seek your face and to be directed and led by you. God, I pray that you would give them the strength that they need. I pray that you would give them clear vision. I pray that you would give them wisdom to know what to do and courage to do it. God, may their faith strengthen. I pray, God, that all of the many faithful people who have contributed across from all many places to financially support them, that they'll continue to stand with them, that they'll have the resources they need to do what it is that you're asking of them. I pray for good health. I pray for safety. I pray that you would watch over them, that you would go before them, you would be beside them, you would go behind them, and they would know the strength of your presence. We commit today of not only praying in this moment, but in the days and weeks and months ahead until we're together again. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you're doing and all that you've done. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, folks. Thank you for being here. Make sure you get some ice cream.